They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, time management. For many mothers, the idea of leisure time sounds like a fantasy, even a cruel joke. And the end of the workday at the office means the start of the work night at home, driving kids to sports practice and music lessons, preparing that night's dinner and tomorrow's lunches, confronting sinks full of dirty dishes and hampers full of dirty clothes. But what if somebody told you that you had more time than you think? In a recent article for the Washington Post magazine, writer Bridget Schulte shares what she discovered by taking a closer look at how she spends her time. And she joins us now from the offices of the Washington Post. Also with us to talk about time management are two of Tell Me More's regular parenting contributors, Danette Tucker and Leslie Morgan Steiner. They're both with me here in our Washington studio. Good to have you all here.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Bridget, let me start with you. You're a journalist, a mother of two, so I gather you got into this topic from personal experience?
Well, as I wrote in the story, I was part of an internal working group here at the Washington Post. We were trying to figure out women's reading habits, and all of us were working mothers on the panel. And our first hypothesis were women are too busy. We just don't have a lot of time. And my job was to find some research to back some of that up. And so I called John Robinson, who is a time studies guru who's done spent his life's profession writing books and studying the way people use time. And so I threw that out to him, and he said, wrong. Women have leisure time. Women have more leisure time now than they did in the 1960s. You have 30 hours a week. And I about lost my mind. I thought, I don't have 30 hours of leisure a week. Are you nuts? And he said, come up here and do a time study with me, and I'll show you where your leisure time is. And so that's sort of what started the journey.
Okay. And once you started keeping track of your time, as he had asked you to do, what did you discover about time?
Well, one of the first things that I discovered was that the forms that he gave me really didn't capture the experience of being a working mom. It's basically had a category for what were you doing and what time and who are you with. But most working moms, or I would argue, usually are doing two or three things at once. And so I added my own category, what else were you doing, to capture some of that multitasking. And I found that there was very little time throughout the day that I wasn't doing at least two or three things at once.
In the end, what did Professor Robinson say to you about the amount of leisure time that you had? Did he still disagree with you even though you had added this new category?
Well, I did go back up to have my meeting with him, and I presented him with all of my scribbled journals, and the first thing is he couldn't read them. So I had typed 1 week out, and that's what we went through, and he took a yellow highlighter, and he highlighted all this time, and he did find 28 hours of leisure in that 1 week. But it was things like laying in bed, trying to get out of bed while I was listening to NPR in the morning. Or at one point, my car had broken down, and I was sitting in the car waiting for the tow truck. And I just said, well, that doesn't sound very leisurely to me. And he said, well, I'm not a chronotherapist.
I know. I don't even know what a chronotherapist is. Do you?
I don't think there is such a thing, someone who tells you how you should spend your time. I certainly could use one.
Now, Leslie, let me get you involved here. Your book, Mommy Wars, explores the sort of tension and guilt that a lot of mothers feel in making decisions about how to use their time. So do you believe that mothers actually have more time than they think?
Maybe a little bit. The same researcher that came up with the time diary formula says that finding leisure time is an act of will. And I do believe that all of us could probably find a little bit of time. But there's so many problems with the approach. And one is that moms are always on call. You know, as soon as we have our babies, it doesn't matter where we are. We still feel very much like we're moms. And so we kind of never get a break. So I think the whole idea of having true leisure time once you have kids is laughable. But in some ways, that laughter is the good news. And I don't know about you all, but I found Bridget's article to be laugh out loud funny, because working motherhood, any kind of motherhood, is a complete comedy. And the idea that you can measure it and dole out your time is just a complete and utter joke.
And I noticed, too, that two of the researchers you talked to were men who, I don't know, they were going off, taking long walks, doing all kinds of great things. But Danny, let me get you into here. You have been a married mother and a single mother. So what difference did you see in the amount of time you had between those two different times in your life?
Not much. I mean, as a married mom, I was doing about the same as a single mom, because I know I speak for a lot of moms that aren't currently married. You know, sometimes you're still doing it by yourself. Men can do that. They can sit down and, you know, say, okay, I can do this at 8, I can do this at 10, because they don't have to deal with what I call the monkey wrenches, the things that come up in your day. You know, when the kids get sick at school or when something happens, they usually call us. They don't call dad. Because what does dad say? Call mom. So the best thing about it, when I did get the divorce and became a single mom, is I did have more leisure time, because then I didn't have to deal with his stuff. You know, so it was just me and the kids. But one thing I'd like to point out, and I'm glad that Bridget did the article, I too laughed, but not at the content of the article. I laughed at how she indulged the professor. She's a lot nicer than I was, because I would have told him to mind his business, because you don't have a clue what you're talking about. But I know for moms like myself, we get our kids involved a lot. You know, my kids learn how to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a lot early. They learned how to clean their room. The Barney song was one of our favorite songs. Clean up, everybody do their share. So as a single mom, it's about, you know, getting the kids involved. I make my leisure time exactly where it is. I got an hour right now. Oh, let's do something leisurely, you know. So it's flying by it a lot, you know, daily, because you never know what your day is going
to
be.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. And for this week's parenting segment, I'm talking with regular guests Annette Tucker and Leslie Morgan Steiner about time management for mothers. Also with us is writer Bridget Schulte. She wrote about the topic in the Washington Post magazine. And Bridget, did you just want to add something?
One of the things that some women researchers, these wonderful labor economists, I wanted to cry when I found them. But one of the things that they have found that is so interesting is that what women did that's changed since the 1960s is they gave up their personal leisure time to spend their time, that leisure time, with their children. Boy, that I got a lot of blowback publishing that in the Post magazine, but I thought that was a fascinating finding.
Leslie, Bridget's story suggests that many mothers feel guilty if they're not filling every free minute with work inside or outside the home. Is that consistent with what you have found? And do you think we've sort of just lost the ability to relax and enjoy leisure time, maybe even recognize when we've got time for leisure?
I think that that is part of the problem. One thing that Bridget wrote about was that we moms think we need to earn leisure time. You know, that if you've cleaned up the house and done all the dishes and met every deadline, that then you can relax. And I think in some ways men are much better at just walking past the mess and just sitting down and enjoying a few minutes of leisure at a time. And for me, I feel like the way I define leisure is so different than anybody in the studies did. For me, leisure time is when I am alone in a hotel and nobody can reach me. And that is the only time it's true leisure. Because otherwise, even if I'm in the shower or walking somewhere, I'm doing six other things in my head. Have my kids finish their homework? Do we have a babysitter when we need one? Have I met this deadline at work? Maybe it's just part of American motherhood is that we have this puritanical background and we don't really feel good about ourselves unless we're doing 25 things at once.
Danny, do you think that there's a way that mothers, and especially single mothers, could build a support system that would help them have some extra time, some leisure time?
Oh, I totally agree. Actually, that's how we built our support system in my, I call it my mom's friends and networks, because what we found were we were guilt-ridden. Therefore, I had high blood pressure at the age of 29. So we first of all, we decided to stop me feeling guilty. We're giving it our best, so the guilt had to go. Another thing, we were our best resource. Okay, well, all our kids are going to practice. All right, well, I'll run to the grocery store while you monitor practice. So that's how we kind of built our network, and the network is still together. We realize our strengths. Okay, well, Danny, you know, that's me. You tutor because you're good at tutoring the kids. Okay, well, I will help out with the arts and craft project. So we just basically realized what our strengths were and decided to lean on those strengths for each other, and it has worked out great.
And Bridget, since you've reported this story, have you made any changes that give you more leisure time? Do you walk past the dirty clothes now?
Oh, no, I still don't walk past the dirty clothes. I think I'm too obsessive compulsive for that. But I tell you, I think that Leslie's really right, that there is a certain act of will. You have to make a choice. And so I have tried getting up even earlier to have like a few minutes to read or do something just by myself in the morning. I think for the longest time, exercise was my only personal leisure, and that's just not that fun.
Bridget Schulte is a writer for the Washington Post magazine, and she joined me from her office in Washington. Leslie Morgan Steiner and Annette Tucker are Tell Me More parenting regulars, and they joined me here in our Washington studio. Ladies, moms, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. And now we'd like to hear from you. Are you a busy parent in a time squeeze? Do you have tips for finding more leisure time? To tell us more, just go to our website, the Tell Me More page of NPR.org, and blog it out. And that's our program for today. I'm Lynn Neary, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.